This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With the stories that are important and the perspectives that are important, we mean what we say. Yeah.
Okay, you all set?
Yes. Feels so much better.
Yeah. All right. Dateline California. Jennifer's in California and knows that yesterday the chancellor of the University of California, located in Berkeley, California, which is one of the garden spots of that fine state, was asked about his escape hatch for his office, student protests at the campus. You know, a lot of colleges have these problems. And so the college apparently spent $9,000 of taxpayer money to build an escape hatch for him to get out of his office so that he can get away from students if they come to his office to protest.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I'm just going to let him know that if there's an escape hatch, if there's a way out, there's also a way in.
Yes.
So if anybody wants to get, you know, any protesters want to get closer.
Uh-huh. And now that we know this, we can look for the escape hatch exit and make it an entrance, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. I wonder why it is. Did you ever protest when you were in college, any of you? Protest anything?
No.
I barely went to class, so.
Really?
No.
See, I've held you up as this virtuous person who's done all the right things through her entire life.
And I actually like rules, so, you know, you've got that for me.
I know that.
I was more of a protester in high school than college. By college,
really?
I was sort of disenfranchised. And then there's, you know, alcohol, so.
No.
Typical college.
You drank in college? Oh, what an outrage that is. Okay, speaking of outrages, yesterday at this time, we were wondering about the fate of one Blago Blagojevich, who had asked a federal judge to let him out of jail early. You may recall that he had been sentenced to 14 years in the slammer for political corruption. Now, in Illinois and Chicago? How could that be?
I know. It seems so nice there.
Does that not work if you just nicely ask to get out of prison early?
Yes. Well, it doesn't work. It didn't work for him. Here's the story behind the story.
On Tuesday, disgraced former Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich appeared on a courtroom video. He was dressed in prison-issued clothing and his once dark hair now white. Blagojevich had requested that a judge consider cutting his 14-year sentence after an appeals court threw out some convictions related to his alleged attempt to sell or trade an appointment to Barack Obama's old Senate seat. Just a few moments ago, the judge came back with a verdict and rejected Blagojevich's appeal.
Now.
Blagojevich.
Right. Sounds like a polka party.
So
let's go do the Blagojevich.
So the big
Blago with the good hair. He's kind of like in Beyonce's song Lemonade, Becky with the good hair. That's Blago with the good hair.
Yeah. Well, apparently it's just all gray now, so maybe he was dyeing it before, because it was like such a mop on top of his head.
You think he was dyeing it?
He's probably a little stressed in the clink.
How can it be stressful being in the clink unless somebody's after you in the men's room all the time?
Well,
what is there that happens?
I could be living life in prison. I would still feel horrible about being in prison because, you know, like, you're supposed to not want to be there.
Oh, is that what it is? A lot of
there's
people
that
like
built-in stress of being disappointing.
A lot of people get arrested because they want to. It's a way to get three squares and a roof over your head.
That is true. I actually know a couple of people who have that mentality.
Really? In your circle of friends, you have people that are jailbirds?
Uh-huh. One in particular who loved to go to sit in the library and read all day. Yeah.
Really? Do I know this person?
I don't know.
You want to tell me who it is?
Nope.
No. Okay. Nice. One thing about Jennifer is she can keep a secret. All right, we've been working over the idea of having a third and possibly a fourth candidate on the dais for the presidential debates, and we're trying to come up with reasons, Jennifer. We can start this debate over again so the people who weren't listening earlier on can have the full impact of our thinking on this. Who are these people who are running this debate group that say 15%, you got to have 15%? Who makes? Who put them in charge? They're not, I don't even know who they are. How dare they tell me that I can't see the candidate that I want to see and hear more about? Because there's some rule.
The election committee. Well,
who are they?
I don't know. You know, but they do it way in advance. I mean, this is sort of, it was put together before election season really even began. It's the same principle behind the days that the debates were actually selected to take place. And you know Donald Trump's been upset with them because many of them coincide with big football games and stuff like that, so there'll be distractions and people maybe won't tune in. But this stuff was decided 18 months ago.
Yeah. Well, the way to do it was decided 18 months ago. Now they have to look at the polls, supposedly.
I understand why there's a minimum, because if not, think about how many people you would have on on a presidential debate stage. I mean, it would be impossible to get
that
far.
No, there are only four people who have gotten that far at this point in time. There are only four that are under serious consideration, so those are the people that ought to be there. They're all under serious consideration. Everybody knows who Jill Stein is. They all know who Gary Johnson is. And if you don't, then you ought to know.
Jill Stein has a long way to go. Gary Johnson's a lot closer to
15%. Why shouldn't she be included? Who come up?
I'm not saying she shouldn't be included. I'm just saying if the rule has been set at 15%, then, you know, Gary Johnson's very close to that, and he should absolutely have a podium.
And in your mind, these are the four candidates. I mean, in my mind, too, these are the four candidates that are picking up a little steam. But in other people's mind, well, if Jill Stein's up there, why can't Joe Blow be up there? Or why can't Evan McMullen be up there? And then all of a sudden, your debate stage. I mean, there are a lot of people that are running for president that you'll never even see because they haven't made enough signatures to get on a ballot, but they're running for president. You'd have a whole, I mean, it would be like Disneyland up on that stage.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't tell you guys, but I'm actually running for president.
Oh, really?
You know what? I'd vote for you, Kara.
Oh, thanks. Uh-huh. Oh, never mind. You're not going to vote for me anymore.
You just lost my vote.
Why? What'd she do?
Politics 101. Know your audience.
People's name.
Get the names right.
Kiss the babies, remember the names.
Right.
Ew.
In a moment. The best and worst voices in America. Who do you think has the best voice in America? I'll go
Vin
through
Scully.
The list. Vin Scully's not on the list, but he ought to be.
That's right.
Because he's not a national figure. But he is thought of, Vin Scully, as the voice of the Dodgers, retiring this year at the age of 87. I'd just soon he keep going until he can't. You know, he got to drop in front of the microphone. That would be the way to go out. But I think that's what I'm going to do. You think I'm going to stop doing this? Someday you'll just hear a...
Oh, be like, Doug?
Doug? That'll be it. All right, it's 16 past the hour.
Awareness and common sense go a long way on a boat. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you how to avoid violating basic boating etiquette next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by Dan, Divers Alert Network. Dan helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the Dan Hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join Dan today by going to dan.org. Dan, your dive safety association.
Dive boat etiquette is about safety and respecting the crew and your fellow divers. First, ask for permission to board before just jumping on deck and setting up your gear. Once you do, keep it clear of walkways and stowed out of the way. And pay close attention to the briefing. You may have heard it before, but that doesn't mean everyone else on the boat has. Dive into Dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from Canine Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
Can blood transfusions keep you young? It worked for Dracula. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. In the 19th century, a fellow Irishman, Bram Stoker, created the Dracula myth. Sucking the blood out of the living kept his fictional character, Dracula, vibrant and youthful forever. Now, a startup here in California wants to turn the middle-aged you into Dracula. I kid you not. Based on sketchy science, they'll transfuse anyone 35 and older with millennial blood for a mere $8,000. Is this an OMG? Do we middle-aged need millennials more than we ever dreamt? Here's the thing. There's no evidence in humans that transfusing young blood does anything at all for the middle-aged except put them at risk of infection. DCOC advice? Remember, even in medicine, if it sounds ridiculous, it most likely is ridiculous. This is Dr. Chambers on call. Follow me on Facebook, Dr. Chambers on call. And if you visit, hit like. Let me know you were there.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
17 half the hour. Doug, Jennifer, Victoria. Jennifer, you want to be the big voice announcer?
Number 10.
Okay, number 10 on the Best Voices in America list is Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, that's a good one. Number 9.
Number 9, Diane Sawyer. This is both men and women, by the way.
Okay. Number 8.
Number 8 is Mel Gibson. Is this exciting? People
Mel
find
Gibson?
This listening to voices. Yeah.
Oh, I love voices. Maybe, I don't know if it's just because of the profession that we're all in, but voices to me, they're awesome.
Yeah, Jen hears a lot of them.
I
so.
Do.
In
my head.
Yeah, that's where I thought she was going. Where does it say the kid gets to slam one of the stars? Where does that come from?
Number 7.
Number 7 is Barbara Streisand.
Ew, really?
Oh, well, I voices. Mean, singing voice, yeah.
We're talking about voices, yes.
Speaking voice?
No. This is the Center for Voice Disorders at Wake Forest University doing a poll on voices, period. There was no voice, whether it's an announcer or whether it's a singer, it wasn't actor. It's just voices that we all know.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Number 6.
Katie Couric.
Ugh, I find her voice so annoying.
I don't know. Should we just fast forward to number 1?
Number 5.
Going so well.
No, what else is on the list?
This is pretty bad.
Number 1 is James Earl Jones.
Yes, that would be my vote. Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Or,
now, the top
Who's
5.
Who's number 2?
Let's just do the top 5, Jennifer, worst voices. All right.
Number 5.
Number 5 on the list of worst voices, Mike Tyson.
Okay. What? Number 4.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Number 3.
Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh, but I love and hate his voice at the same time.
Awful. Number 2.
Roseanne Barr.
Yes. Number 1.
Fran Drescher.
Oh.
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
Who was number 2 on the good side after Darth Vader?
Sean Connery.
Oh,
that's a good voice.
That
yeah.
guy talks to me all day.
Oh, really?
He could be 109. I'd still go out with him.
Oh, yeah.
He apparently is 109.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Where's Lewis?
He knows. He knows.
Yeah,
he knows
about
my life.
Are you saying you're a two-timer?
Well,
is that how you roll?
There's my hall pass.
Yeah,
that might be my hall pass.
There's a hall pass? Really?
There's always a hall
pass. For certain celebrities.
Not in my life, there's no hall passes in my life. So anyway, okay.
And maybe you need to renegotiate that agreement.
All right, enough said. 21 after the hour. We'll be right back.
non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Somebody on YouTube covered it, but this is their song.
I think I could do that.
This is when they were babies. Listen to those young voices.
Sound like the Jackson 5.
Yeah, they do.
Like Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
That's Zach Hanson.
Yeah,
Hanson.
That's him right there.
What was the story about Bob a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, Tara, do we have that? They redid it. They did an acoustic version.
Awesome.
Of it. Yeah, it was actually really good.
Somewhere, if you give me a minute.
Okay.
Meanwhile, I'll tell the story of Zach Hanson, who has a new baby daughter named Mary Lucille Diana Hanson. He and his wife of 10 years, whose name is Kate, have their fourth child, born last Saturday. They said, "We're overjoyed to share the arrival of Mary." Let's see here. 8 pounds, 4 ounces. That's a good size baby. Named Lucille. Going to go by Lucille. No, her name is Mary Lucille Diana. Born in Tulsa, Oklahoma. All right. Original version of Bop.
Sounds so good. The hot one's still the hot one.
Chuck Berry, look at this. It's their day. God. Lucille? Yeah?
No, this is Johnny B. Good.
Oh!
Yeah, this is actually Michael J. Fox playing guitar.
Really? Wow. How is Michael J. Fox connected to Coldplay?
He came out on
this song, right?
Yeah. He played this song in Back to the Future, and they brought him out on stage to play guitar.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah.
And this for a guy with advanced Parkinson's, he is amazing on guitar.
Bad. Philadelphia's Lincoln Financial Field. Chris Martin busted out with Streets of Philadelphia. How to endear yourself to the crowd.
Sweet Home Chicago, the old blues song. When I saw them in Jersey, they did Jersey Girl. It was great.
So they endear themselves to the audience. Very smart. Very smart. Yeah. Good. I think he's becoming quite mature, frankly.
As a
performer. Smart. Good. All right. So that's Coldplay. This is Hot Play. I'm Doug with Jen and Victoria. 28 after the hour.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Attention listeners of this station, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited? Are you receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. Be aware that the IRS has the ability to seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your pension, Social Security check, or bank account. Don't let that happen to you. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call 800-245-4384 and talk with our professional team to get your free and confidential evaluation. Special programs are available to resolve your IRS debt and give you the second chance and fresh start you're entitled to and deserve. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. You need help. You need a team that's on your side. Experts who will work with the IRS to stop the threatening letters, negotiate a resolution, and make the nightmare go away. We have helped thousands. Let us help you. Call now for your free and confidential evaluation. 800-245-4384. 800-245-4384. 800-245-4384.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep?
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient, diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Stefan with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, perspectives on what's going on in the world. A couple of Utah men helping a friend, but somehow or other wound up on the wrong end of the law. Orem, Utah police officers found two men watching a house sitting in a car using binoculars. Two said that their friend had asked them to watch their this place because it had been robbed in the past. That was the truth. And the men were helping their friend, but they had their own problems they probably shouldn't have been worrying about. One had an outstanding warrant, and the other, the car had drug paraphernalia in it. So the two were taken into custody. So what started out to be something that was good, a helpful thing for their friend, ended up costing them. Yeah, the police wouldn't have paid any attention to them if they were not sitting in their car with binoculars looking at somebody's house. And so the police say, what are you guys doing here? Oh, what's that in the back seat? Oh, let me do a breathalyzer on you. Oh, let me check this. Let me check that. So for their trouble, thank you. Now you're in jail.
Okay.
Congratulations. Good news. For the third year in a row, Gunnar Robinson lives in Wilmington, North Carolina. has asked for shoe donations instead of presents for his birthday, which is next week. Each pair of shoes goes to a child in his community who needs shoes to go to school. So far, this 10-year-old has given 600 pair of shoes. The organization is called Gunners Runners. Can't bear this kid. I've always got shoes, new shoes for school, nice ones. I want other children to have them as well. Thanks to a large donation from the high school class of 1991 reunion in his town, he was able to buy 30 pair of new shoes last week. Donation boxes have been set up around Wilmington, and once all the shoes have been collected, after his birthday, the family will give them to a social worker who will distribute them to children in need before the school year starts. That's a very cool thing. Where did they come up with ideas like this?
Well, you know, I love this story because this really is a perfect example of, you know, we talk a lot about, well, the parents have to really set a good example. And
yes,
these parents did. I love that. And it really stuck with the kid.
It's all about your parents and what you grow up around. That's who you are going to be. Matter of fact, the mom's name is Christy, said she thinks her son's drive to help children stems from a girl that they sponsored at Christmas time in 2013. They bought presents for this girl. But what resonated with young Gunner was that if his family hadn't bought her shoes, she wouldn't have had any shoes to wear. His mother said that just stuck with him. The next year, when the mother asked Gunner what he wanted for his birthday, he said, shoes for other children. So she shared the son's birthday wish on Facebook, and then a lot of people started donating shoes. Gunner had a goal to collect 300 shoes, and actually got 415 pair of shoes. And so his Gunner's Runners was born, annual shoe collection. This is the first time this fellow has organized a charitable act. A couple of years ago, he collected 400 pounds of food for those in need on Thanksgiving. Imagine this little 10.
I love it.
The consciousness of a 10-year-old like that. Probably a really old soul. And as such, understands this and separates himself from the rest of the pack. So I'm sure he's playing and being a normal kid, but also has something else going on with him, which is something worth talking about, and that's why we are doing that. Here's some more good news. The Girl Scouts are going to bring more and different types of cookies along with the Thin Mints. Girl Scouts introduced a couple of new cookies for their lineup yesterday. Yesterday was National S'mores Day.
Yum.
So this is, some of the cookies are a twist on s'mores. One is a graham cookie dipped in cream icing and chocolate.
Oh, that sounds so heavenly.
Other is more like s'mores, marshmallow chocolate filling between two graham cookies.
Do we know any Girl Scouts? Because I don't know anyone with kids.
I bet Jennifer will know some.
Yeah, because we need to get a hold of these.
Right. I think Rich's daughter might be a Girl Scout.
Oh, right.
Because at the beginning
right
of
that.
The year, or whenever they go on sale, he always sends an email to everyone saying, hey, you guys better buy 10 boxes.
Next year is the 100th anniversary for the Girl Scouts selling cookies. So they're commemorating the anniversary with some new treats. So those of you who look forward to Girl Scout cookies, they're not that good. They're not bad. They're okay.
Samoas are amazing.
I find
you don't
the
like
idea
it. Well,
they cost
like
better
cookies,
when they
right?
weren't $5 a box. Personally,
getting a little expensive. 20 minutes for the hour here on Good Day.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
Imagine yourself on a boat drifting on the cool, clear water. You haven't a care in the world because the boat is protected by Progressive. You are the skipper of the SS Feelgood, and you're setting sail for Happy Town, where you're the mayor. Mayor Skipper, long may he reign.
Put your mind at ease. Protect your boat with insurance from Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates.
In this box, we have a lidocaine pain patch. And in this box, we
have what looks to be another pain patch, Blue Emu's Lidocare. Lidocare offers 4% lidocaine. It's odor-free, ultra-flexible, and it's the only non-water-based lidocaine patch. Yes, I said only. So if you'd prefer this to this, find us at Walgreens, CVS, or Amazon.
If you are interested in managing your high blood pressure without medication, I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment called the Zona Plus. Zona Plus, safe, easy, lowers your blood pressure 10% or more naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 out of 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. Use it once a day for 12 minutes. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 6 weeks. No side effects. Try it risk-free. Try the Zona Plus now by calling 866-669-9662. That's 866-669-9662. The company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662 or go to Zona.com and tell them you're listening to Good Day.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Looking to become an entrepreneur and purchase your first business? Benetrans Financial has been helping entrepreneurs fund their dreams of business ownership for over 30 years. Whether it's using a retirement plan to buy a business, securing an SBA loan, or utilizing a dozen other options, Benetrans works hard every day to get entrepreneurs the funding they need quickly, safely, and economically. Speak with a funding expert today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrans.com. That's BENETRENDS.com. Benetrans.
All right, so we're talking about youngsters who really are something special. And here's the story of Jeremy Shuler, S-H-U-L-E-R. Yesterday, this would have been a good 2020 News Quiz question. By the way, it's 17 before the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. The story of Jeremy Shuler is pretty simple and straightforward, much akin to the accomplishments of the 10-year-old we were just talking about who went around getting shoes for everybody. This is a personal story about Jeremy Shuler, who was notified yesterday he was accepted into Cornell's engineering program this fall. So what's so unusual about that? Jeremy Shuler just turned 12.
I did not anticipate that.
12-year-old... going to Cornell University to major in engineering. There are always stories about young child. Are they prodigies? Are they geniuses? Are they, they are, whatever they are, whoever they are. This turns out well for some and not so well for others. Sometimes these youngsters, when they go to school like this at this age, are taunted and teased by the olders who are jealous of their knowledge, their ability to be able to, at 12, figure this stuff out. There are a lot of geniuses among us, brains that are wired differently than ours, and so they can figure these things out. It's the best argument for old souls that I can come up with. Those of you who believe in the continuation of life, and some are older souls and some are younger souls, and what does all that mean? I believe that youngsters like this, when they come into this world, are bringing with them knowledge from a previous life. And it becomes so apparent as to how their brains work. I mean, that's the only explanation. You could get some guy to, we have all these amateur shrinks who are trying to figure out what Donald Trump's brain is all about. There are professionals
who have researched these sorts of things to find out what it is. And I say, why do you want to figure out? Let's just enjoy. Let's encourage. Let's thank heavens that there are people like him around to set a different standard. I think that's really what it is. And more often than not these days, it's a young lady and not a young man. And that happens because I think there's more encouragement for this. I think there are as many young women born with the tendency to be geniuses as there are young men. But I think that the way our society worked, the patriarchal society that it is or has been, more men, young men got recognized for it, and the girls were sort of put aside. Because girls weren't supposed to be in science. Girls weren't supposed to be doctors. Girls weren't supposed to be, you name whatever they weren't supposed to be. And so they were, when somebody would show up with these sorts of talents, they'd just kind of be, there's something wrong with her. Right? I mean, that's how it kind of got dealt with. Oh, deal with her. All right, anyway. Speaking of research, you two can chime in anytime, by the way. The government, not necessarily a monologue here, the government is, and now I feel like Steve Harvey, the government on the board, announcing today that it will allow more research into marijuana, but has rejected requests to relax the classification of marijuana as a dangerous, highly addictive drug with no medical use. So here's sort of one arm of the government is doing one thing, another arm of the government doing something else, and what a waste of money and time. The Drug Enforcement Administration has one goal, and that is to keep people from using marijuana because of the drug. And then there are other Health and Human Services says, well, you can use marijuana if you're sick. It's medicinal. It's okay. So, and then the two sue each other. Two departments in the government. It's like the Justice Department is suing the State Department to get more of Hillary Clinton's emails. Huh? Why am I paying for that?
Right, exactly.
Please. Why am I paying? And that's the same thing with this foolishness with the Food and Drug Administration versus the Drug Enforcement Administration and Health and Human Services. So there's three different governmental agencies that are working on marijuana in some way, shape, or form. And then there are 25 states that also are studying marijuana to see what the extent is. How far can you go using it for medicinal purposes?
Are they looking at, like, long-term effects, or what are they trying to study out of it?
Yeah, I think that's part of it.
It's been around since the 60s. Why don't you study people now who smoked back then?
It's been around for hundreds of years.
Well, I mean, right, but I mean, pop culture-wise, the 60s was sort of the explosion of it, right?
Yeah, I guess, I don't know. When I was a kid in Woodstock and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
But now the stuff's a lot stronger, I'm told, by people.
That's what I've heard, yeah. That the THC amounts or the levels in it now are a lot more potent. I don't know why that is.
Imagine Vladimir Putin taking a puff on a, or a toke. Was that what they call it? A toke on a...
You know what? I would encourage Putin to start toking because it might mellow him out a little bit.
11 before the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese.
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
Keeping your mind busy, thoughts of travel, where to go, where not to go, advice from the best. Pauline Frommer from the Frommer's Travel Guides at Frommer's.com joins us with a focus on Europe, amongst other things, just a moment.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, so you want more kids? Well, probably the question I hear most is, Dr. B, how long should I wait between child number one, two, three, four, or more? Here's the developmental science of it.
It's a family affair.
The ideal time space between children is 4 years. Space them out in a 3 to 4 year interval, and here's what happens. First, they don't compete. Each child is in a qualitatively different stage of childhood, and each day is in his or her own world. The next reason is financial. If there's 4 years difference between the sibs, one's in high school and one's in college, and you're not paying two tuitions at once. What's the cheap psychological trick? 3 to 4 years difference between kids turns the elder into a true big brother or sister, and it will make your home so, so much easier to run. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Today on App Check, quarter shuffle. Slide quarters as close to the center target as possible. This app just proves anyone can develop an app. Even idiots.
Call me an idiot!
Quarter shuffle.
Struck out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
All right, let's get started here with an overview of some travel news. 55 past the hour, Doug Steffen with Pauline Frommer, who comes from the Frommer family, the travel guides, Frommers.com, been around for a long, long time, do superb, fabulous work giving people ideas from their website. You can find out what's going on every week, where to go. Some beautiful pictures of Ireland I see on your website this week, Pauline.
Yes, we're spotlighting the natural beauty of Ireland this week, which isn't hard to do.
No,
you
it's
just
a great
go there with the camera,
right.
I think, and,
yeah.
And take a photograph. The thing we always try and tell people about Ireland is the lesser-known spots tend to be the more interesting. A lot of people go to Ireland and think they should go to the Ring of Kerry. The only reason they've heard of the Ring of Kerry is that's the only road in the country that has both sea views and is wide enough for tour buses.
Mm-hmm.
So go to the Ring of Kerry, you're going to be stuck in a traffic jam. Go anywhere else and you'll have a lot of serenity. So we would say that's the only part of Ireland to avoid.
One of the things I love wonderfully about the British Isles in general, but Ireland still has more. You can go to many places in England and still find those one-way, one-lane roads in the country, but you find lots of them in Ireland. It's a great thing. It's sort of a throwback to when I was much younger, liking it was when I first started going. It wasn't 15 years after the end of World War II, and so in the 60s there was still a lot of stuff left over from World War II. Frankly, I can't see much of it today. So speaking of that, I saw the news media is always not our friend. Terrorism, here's the headline: terrorism continues to scare away visitors from Europe. Well, I think we were talking about that last week, the phenomenon of what's happened in Paris or from Brussels and that sort of thing. So a lot of hotels and restaurants are talking about how much of a slump they're in. This is an opportunity more than anything else, isn't it?
I think so. If you want to go to France right now, the occupancy rate at hotels is down a good 25%.
Yeah.
They've had to drop prices in order to compensate. You combine that with the fact that the euro is at a 20-year low against the dollar, and you have incredible bargains, particularly in France, particularly in Belgium, two countries people are more nervous about, but also in Ireland, also in Spain, Portugal, Italy. It really, there's never been a better time to go to Europe, I think.
You know what I find interesting also? A lot of people, no matter what the news media said, have traveled to the Olympics. I was talking to one of my colleagues that works with me on the air, who's on his way to Columbia yesterday, and the plane from Washington to Miami was loaded with people who were going to change in Miami for Rio. There are plenty of people in Rio, I think. I don't know where they're staying. A lot of cruise ships apparently went into Rio to act as hotels close by.
Yeah. I mean, the dirty secret about the Olympics is all of the countries buy up blocks of rooms and they never fill them all. So if you want to go to Korea, it's probably too late for Rio.
Yeah.
Just go at the last minute. I've done that for China and I did that for London and it worked like a charm.
Worked like a charm. Check out the advice, Frommers.com. Pauline Frommer here with us.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.